请我们一起来翻开圣经《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
Let's first turn to a verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 2.
我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们。
Verse 2. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers.
这里保罗提到他为帖撒罗尼迦的教会的弟兄姐妹在神来感谢祷告。
We see here that Paul has been praying for the brothers and sisters of this church of the Thessalonians.
他感谢神因为在这里有很多的信主的弟兄姐妹。
He thanks God because there are many believers in that church.
那他感谢神因为这些弟兄姐妹在逼迫当中他们能够继续的持守信仰。
He thanks God because these brothers and sisters were able to stand keep their faith during this time of persecution.
也因为他们正遭受到逼迫所以保罗常常在祷告当中来为他们祷告。
Because of their persecution, Paul would often remember them in his prayers.
第三节
Verse 3.
在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫因爱心所受的劳苦因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Verse 3. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那保罗他知道他的祷告是在神的面前。
Paul knew that his prayer was made in front of Jesus Christ.
所以祷告是一件很重要很伟大的事情。
So prayer is a very important and a great thing.
这也提醒我给我们一个很重要的提醒。
And this gives us a very important reminder.
我们要我们的这个行事为人我们所做的每一件事情我们要留意到我们是在神的面前来做。
And so we need to remember that all our actions and all our deeds are in front of the Lord and for the Lord.
在我们的生活当中，我们周围的人是我们很容易看得见的。
And the people in our lives are easily seen around us.
而这位存在的神却是我们肉眼所看不到的。
And yet this existing God is unseen by our eyes.
所以我们常常会觉得在我们周遭的人对我们来讲是比较真实的比较实在的。
We then often feel because of the people around us, we can see, we feel that they're more real and that they exist.
虽然我们知道神存在但是因为我们肉眼没有看见他所以我们常常会忽略了神。
But because we cannot see God, yet we believe that he exists, sometimes we will forget him.
所以我们会常常看重人多过于这个看重神。
And so oftentimes we'll put more emphasis and more importance on human beings, on people over God.
那这个太过于重视我们周围的周看得见的这个人常常会让我们的信仰会有所缺失。
And this overimportance of people over God will affect and bring down our faith.
当然我们不能够说因为神而我们去忽略人。
But of course we can't say that, well, because of God, we will neglect people we see.
所以主耶稣说我们的好行为应该像灯一样照亮在人的面前。
That's why Jesus said that our good deeds and actions should be like a light that shines on all people.
但是我们要常常提醒我们自己，我们人有一个很大的弱点就是我们很看重人。
But we need to recognize that we have a weakness that is we put more importance on people.
这种过分的看重人会带来 带来一些什么这个缺啊这个缺失呢？
And so, what is this overimportance on people? What kind of consequences will there be?
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章第一节
Matthew chapter 6 verse 1
第一节你们要小心不可将善事行在人的面前故意叫他们看见若是这样就不能得你们天父的赏赐了
Matthew chapter 6 verse 1 Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them If you do you will have no reward from your Father in heaven
第五节
Verse 5.
你们祷告的时候不可像那搅骂为善的人爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告故意叫人看见我实在告诉你们他们已经得了他们的赏赐
Verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full.
这个帮助人是一件很有意义的事情。
Helping people is very meaningful.
做祷告也是一件很有意义的事情。
Prayer is also something very meaningful.
但是因为如果因为我们太过于重视人的话，会让这个很有意义的事情失去了它的意义。
But if we put this overimportance on man, on people, it will lose all this meaning to God.
失去了它原来应该有的那个目的。
Faces the meaning of what the original purpose was.
那本来做这个这么有意义的事情，是应该得神纪念，甚至得到神的这个报答的。
And when doing something so meaningful, it would we would receive rewards from God.
但是因为我们很在意很重视人有没有看见，人知不知道
？But because we put so much importance on whether people will see us and will they notice us？
结果呢，就反而让我们不能够得神的纪念，得神的赏赐。
That in turn will not be liked by God。
我们也请参考箴言十九章。
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言十九章十七节
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17
十七节怜悯贫穷的就是借给主他的善行主必偿还
Proverbs 19 verse 17 He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord and he will reward him for what he has done
当我们在行善帮助人的时候这个就好像在借给神
help others, we are almost doing it for we are doing it for the Lord.
这个在神来看，这个是被神所喜悦、神所看重的。
This is then something that is seen by God and pleases God and is important to God.
下半句话说，他的善行神必偿还。
And then the latter half of this verse says, and He will reward him for what he has done.
但是如果我们的动机不是坐在神的面前，而是坐在人的面前，我们就失去了赏赐。
But if our motivation was to do these things in front of people, then we will not be rewarded by God.
所以保罗他的祷告啊，他也强调的，我是在神的面前来做这个祷告。
And so Paul emphasized in his prayer that he is doing this in front of the Lord.
虽然他的信里头，他让这些弟兄姐妹知道说我不住的在为你们祷告。
Even though in the letter, he is telling the members that he is praying for them.
但是保罗他提醒自己，我做这个事情是坐在神的面前。
But he reminds himself that he is doing this in front of the Lord.
他要得的是神的喜悦，而不是人的称赞。
He wants to please God and not the praises of man.
好，请我们再看加拉太书第六章。
Let's take a look at Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书六章十二节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 12.
十二节，凡虚徒外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 12. Those who want to make a good impression outwardly are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ.
在保罗的时代，有一些人勉强人要接受割礼。
During Paul's time, there were people who forced others to go through circumcision.
那其实这个受割礼的事情已经只是犹太人的一个条规。
Circumcision at that point was just a thing of the Jews.
The regulation for the Jews.
The regulation of the Jews.
因为主耶稣已经成全了这些条规。
Because Jesus Christ had already fulfilled all of these things.
那所以这个割礼已经跟这个信仰不再有关系。
And so circumcision no longer had anything to do with salvation.
这个只是能够继续存在犹太社会里头的一个条规条例。
And this just remained within the Jewish community.
所以这个但是有人呢却以这个来作为重要强调的事情。
But there are some that made this regulation something very important.
因为对当时的犹太人来讲，他们还是认为这个是很重要的事情。
Because at the time, the Jews felt like this was truly important.
这个也是因为过分的来重视这个人。
And this is also a result of putting over importance on people.
那所以保罗在这里他就反对这些强调要受割礼的人。
And so Paul here opposed all of those who forced circumcision.
因为有人甚至他们说这个受割礼跟得救有关系。
Because there are some that said circumcision has to do with salvation.
那事实上不是这样的。
But it's really not like that.
那所以这个保罗知道，这个受割礼只是犹太社会里头他们可以仍然存在的一个特别的条规。
And so Paul knew that this circumcision remained a regulation within the Jewish community.
那这个不需要成为。 每一个人都必须要去遵守的事情。
It is not something that is mandatory for everyone.
所以他不会是刻意的要来讨好这些犹太人的基督徒。
And so it's not to the Christians then.
虽然，但是保罗呢，他当他带提摩太出去一起传福音的时候，他要提摩太受割礼。
But when Paul went with Timothy to preach, he wanted Timothy to be circumcised.
因为他们需要在犹太社会里头来宣传福音。Because
they needed to be among the Jewish community to preach the gospel.
但是这个不是跟得救有关系。But
it has nothing to do with salvation.
所以这个只是犹太社会里头他们特别的已经成为犹太社会独有的一个条例。
It just became a regulation and a part of the Jewish community.
所以不能够成为大家都要遵守的条例。
And so it's not something that everyone has to follow.
更不可以用这样子来得到这个从人来的这种赞美或者荣耀。
And even more so, it shouldn't be something that is done for the praise of others.
我们再请看撒母耳记上15章。
Let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五章三十节。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 30。
三十节，扫罗说：“我有罪了。虽然如此，求你在我百姓啊百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜主你的神。”
Verse 30, Saul replied, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God.
这个扫罗犯错之后啊，他啊最后他在撒母面前来承认说我有罪了，我错了。
When Saul sinned, he came to Samuel to confess that he had done wrong and that he had sinned.
而且啊，但是呢，他对撒母说，虽然是这样子啊，求你在这个长老百姓面前啊，仍然抬举我。
Even though he said all this, he also requested Samuel that that he be honored before the elders and of the people, and before Israel.
啊，其实扫罗这个人啊，他也是过分的来重视人。
And we Saul had overemphasized and put over importance on humans.
如果说他是为了这个国家，他对撒母耳的这个要求啊，应该是可以理解的。
Now, if it was for the benefit of the nation, then his request here to Samuel would be understandable.
啊，希望说这个百姓呢啊，仍然能够聚集在扫罗这里，团结在一起，才有力量来抵抗敌人。
If it's because they wanted to, if he wanted to, all of the people to gather in Saul, with Saul, so that they can stand against their enemy.
哦，但是事实上，我们看到扫罗这个人呐，他实在是重视人胜过于重视神。
But we know that Saul put over importance on people over God.
哦，他没有去提醒自己。我的行事，我的讲话，是在这个我所没有看见的神的面前来行事。
But he didn't realize that all of his actions and all of his words were done in front of God.
哦，他只是很在意在他周围的这些人。
He's just putting emphasis on the people around him.
神立他为王。
People who made him king.
神立他为王。
God had made him king.
啊，所以神也应许要跟他同在。
And so God had promised to be with him.
哦，所以神应该是扫罗最大的力量跟帮助。
And so God should be Saul's greatest power and help.
啊，但是看起来扫罗他总是觉得他最大的帮助、最大的力量是来自于人。
But Saul always thought that his power always came from the people.
哦，所以他很重视他周围的这些百姓。
So he put importance on the people around him.
我们请看撒母耳记上十五章二十一节。
Let's take a look at First Samuel chapter 15, verse 21.
扫罗说：“百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊。”要在基甲献于主你的神。
Verse 21, the soldiers took sheep and cattle from the slaughter, the best of what was devoted to God.
啊，这是他们留下了当灭的物。
These were the plunder that they had kept.
那扫罗说这是百姓要做的。
Saul said this is what the people want to do.
啊，我们再看二十四节。
Let's jump to verse 24.
二十四节，扫罗对撒母耳说：“我有罪了，我因为惧怕百姓听从他们的话，就违背了主的命令和你的言语。”
Verse 24. Then Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the people, and so I gave in to them."
啊，扫罗他怕他失去了这些百姓。
Saul was afraid that he was going to lose all the people.
如果失去了这些百姓，保罗就觉得说，扫罗就觉得说，他就失去了帮助，失去了力量。
Because he felt that if he had lost all the people, he would lose all the strength from them.
他忘记了他应该是行在神的面前。
he forgot that he should do things in front of God instead.
其实这是一直是扫罗最大的弱点。
This was always Saul's greatest weakness.
我们请再看撒母耳记上13章第8节。
Let's take a look at 1 Samuel, Samuel chapter 13, verse 8.
第八节，扫罗照着撒母耳所定的日期等了七日，撒母耳还没有来到基甲，百姓也离开扫罗散去了。Verse 8,
he waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter.
这是扫罗他另外一次的过失。
This was Saul's other mistake.
那为什么他会犯下过失呢？
And so, how could he have such a shortcoming?
这里说到说，扫罗看见百姓渐渐的离开他去了。Saul
began to see that his men started to scatter.
他恐怕这些百姓全部离开了。He
was afraid that everyone would leave him.
结果他就犯了错误。And
so, he made a mistake.
这个保罗他一开始被拣选当王的时候，他的表现好像是很谦卑。
In the beginning, when Saul was chosen to be king, his appearance was very humble.
当众人这个摇签摇出来是扫罗要当王，这个扫罗大家找不到他。
When they cast lots and chosen Saul, no one could find him.
因为他躲起来了。
Because he hid away.
但是我们仔细的看，事实上扫罗这一个人呢，他的这个谦卑，让他所表现出来的是，他看重，他很看重周围的这些人的帮助。But
from this humility, it shows that he looked heavily upon the people around him.
所以其实他是一个很没有自信的人。He's
actually a person who is not who's without confidence.
其实扫罗他能够从神那里来得着应该有的自信。Saul
should be able to gain the confidence from God.
但是因为他所在意的不是在神面前，而是在人的面前。But
because his importance was not to do good in front of God, it is for man only.
所以他 总是因为很重视周遭的人，而他违背了神的吩咐。And
so because he put so much emphasis on the people around him, he disobeyed God's command.
那因为一直要依靠人，所以让他成为一个很没有自信的人。And
so because of his constant reliance on people, he became a person without who is always afraid.
如果我们是一个很看重在神面前的人，
If we look, put emphasis on the Lord and doing things in front of the Lord,
那我们知道神是我们最大的帮助，神是我们的力量。
We will know that God is our greatest help and greatest strength.
我们就不会因为周遭的人而让我们胆怯害怕。
We won't then feel like the people around us are making us afraid and scared.
我们请再看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2.
第三节
Verse 3
第三节，我被你们论断，或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。Verse
3 I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself.
一个没有看重在神的面前的人，他就很容易看重人而有所比较。
A person who doesn't care about doing anything in front of God, rather on man, they will begin to make comparisons.
这是当时哥林多教会的信徒他们一个很大的软弱。
This was a great weakness of the members of the Corinthian church.
因为神不是他们肉眼所看得见的。
Because God was something they couldn't see with their physical eyes.
所以他们常常忽略了在神的面前应该有的行为。
And so they forget what they should do in front of God.
他们很看重的是周遭的人。
They put emphasis on the people around them.
所以啊，他们将周遭所看到的这些人，他们来做比较。
And so they make comparisons amongst the people that they can see.
当我们将人拿来做比较的时候，就会有很多的缺失会产生。
When we compare ourselves to each other, a lot of issues will arise.
当我们拿人做比较的时候，我们容易产生嫉妒。
When we compare between people, jealousy arises.
当我们拿人做比较的时候，我们可能会轻视某些人。
Some other times when we compare comparisons, we will begin to dislike others.
当我们拿人做比较的时候，我们就很容易会有抱怨。
When we compare, a lot of times we will complain against each other.
那所以这一些负面的事情就是存在于当时的这个哥林多的教会里头。
So a lot of these negative things existed with these with the Corinthian church.
因为他们只重视周遭的人。
Because they overemphasize the people around them.
他们忽略了那个肉眼所没有看见的神。
And they forgot what is not seen, which is God.
所以他们看重在人面前所做的事情。
And so they see what people are doing around them.
他们忽略了在神的面前他们是怎样的人。
They forgot what kind of people they have become in the eyes of God.
请再看哥林多前书第十章。
Take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章三十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31.
三十一节说你们，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要荣耀，为荣耀神而行。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
这个吃喝啊，是日常生活的一个很平凡的事情。
Eating and drinking is a normal thing in our daily lives.
那保罗也提醒我们，我们就是这么平凡的事情，我们也是要坐在神的面前。
And Paul is saying, even such a very normal and daily thing, we must do this in front of God.
在当时的信仰有一项严重的事情就是世俗化。
And so a lot of the problems, a great problem at the time was people were very physical, very carnal.
那这个世俗化的原因呢，就是从平常的生活来形成的。
And these worldly things arose because of their daily lives.
因为所看重的是在人的面前我所做的事情。
Because they only saw what was done in front of others.
所以就很容易着跟随着这个世俗的潮流流行而来做。
And so it became very easy for them to conform to the world and to the trends of the world.
所以日常生活的这些很简单的、很例行的这些事情，我们也是一样，要是坐在神的面前。
And so anything that we do that's seemingly normal and daily in our lives, we must do in front of, remember that we must do in front of the Lord.
就像保罗这里所说的是为了神的荣耀。
And like Paul here says, it is all for the glory of God.
纵然是很平常、很平凡的事情，我们也是坐在神的面前，为了得神的喜悦。为了让神得荣耀。
These things are so normal and simple things, and yet we need to do it all for the glory of God.
所以这个保罗他常常强调的，在神的面前。
And so again, Paul emphasized things for the Lord.
所以我们要努力的让我们生活的每一个层面 都是在神的面前。
So that we must work hard for everything in our lives to be put in front of the Lord.
那我们来评估一下啊，我们是不是我们所说的所做的是坐在神的面前
？So we must evaluate whether what we do is being done in front of the Lord.
我们请参考耶拿书第四章。
Let's take a look at Jonah chapter 4. Jonah chapter 4 verse 11.
十一节，何况这尼尼微大臣中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并有许多的牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
Jonah chapter 4:11. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city?
这是神对耶拿所说的话。
This is what God had said to Jonah.
这个耶拿他对神不满意，不高兴，对神发怒。
Jonah was not pleased with the Lord at that time.
那这个神提醒他，你不明白我的心意。
But God told him that you don't understand my intentions.
耶拿忽略了这个神的怜悯，神的慈爱。
Jonah forgot about of the love of God.
今天我们如果看重，我们要坐在神的面前，我们要努力的去明白，去了解神的心意。
If we want to do things in front of the Lord, we must understand the heart of God.
好，我们请再看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章十九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 19。
十九节，倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
Verse 19, for it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering, because he is a conscience of God.
二十节。
20。
你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐。有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
Verse 20, but how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God.
有一个原因，为什么我们总是很在意这个在人的面前来做什么事情？
And so why are we always feeling it's important to do something in front of man?
因为我们能够减少一些不必要的苦或者麻烦。
Because we want to minimize some of the bitterness and some of the hassles.
但是我们要努力地行在神的面前。
But we must endure things and do things in front of God.
甚至为了行善而来受苦。
And even to the point of suffering when doing good.
这是得神，神是让神看重，让神所喜悦的。
This is something that pleases God and is commendable before God.
这就是为什么这些使徒们啊，我们所看到的，他们在生活里头，他们受了那么多的苦。
And that's why we see a lot of the disciples had suffered so much throughout their lives.
这也是为什么他们在要离世的时候，他们很清楚地知道他们是得奖赏的。
And this is why that before these disciples were to leave this world, they knew the kind of reward they were receiving.
因为他们是努力地行在神的面前，而不是只是重视在人的面前。
Because they persistently did things in front of the Lord, not in front of man.
所以他们所做的真正得着神的纪念。
So truly, what they had done was remembered by God.
所以他们很有把握，有冠冕为他们来存留。
And so they believe that a crown of righteousness will be in store for them.
什么叫做 行在神的面前。
And so what does it mean to do in, things in front of God?
请看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26.
二十六节，若有一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若有一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
Verse 26, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it.
这个真的像是身体里头的的这个肢体啊，这样的生活就是在神的面前。
And so it's like the parts of our body, and if we live like that, it is in front of God.
啊，有人受苦，跟他一同的来，啊，一同的受苦。
And so if someone suffers, we suffer with them.
哦，有人得荣耀，就跟他一同快乐。
If someone is honored, we rejoice with them.
哦，这个是。行事为人在神的面前。
And this is how we do things in front of God.
因为神的心意就是要我们像是同一个身体，像是一个家庭。
Because God wants us to be united and to be like one part of the body.
所谓的行在神的面前，就是在侍奉里头充满着喜乐。
And to do things in front of God means to do things with joy.
所以这个行在神的面前也是我们在侍奉当中一个很重要的精神。
And so when doing these things in front of God, it is a very important mentality that we should have.
如果我们的侍奉很重视在人的面前，
If what we do is emphasized to be done in front of people,
那么我们常常在侍奉当中会没有喜乐。
Then during our servitude, we will never feel joy.
但是如果我们的侍奉是在神的面前，我们的侍奉里头有喜乐，而且会有奖赏。
But if what we do is in front of the Lord, then we will be rewarded, and it will please God.
这个如果是为了人来做。那人有各式各样的人。
And if we do it for man, well, there are all different kinds of people.
做得好，做得对，不一定每一个人都会高兴的。
So doing something right, doing it good, might not please everyone.
那如果你觉得有人不喜欢、不高兴了，那你也就觉得你做得没有意义。
Because then if you feel like someone is not pleased with what you did, you'll feel that what you've done is meaningless.
但是我们是坐在神的面前。
But we are doing things in front of God.
好的，对的，它永远是好的，对的。
And so whatever is good, whatever is right, will always be just that.
因为神是不改变的。
Because God is unchanging.
而人是常常因不同的人就会有不同就会有不同的不同的这个看法或者意见。
But with people there are different people, and with different people there are different ways of doing things and ways of thinking things.
一个个人永远没有办法讨好所有的人。
One person cannot please every single person.
所以呢，努力的坐在神的面前，其实对我们也是一个福气。
And so when we do it in front of God, it is a blessing for us.
请看哥罗西书第三章。
Now let's take a look at Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章二十二节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 22.
二十二节，你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的。总要存心诚实敬畏主。
Verse 22, slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything and do it, not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord.
23节，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men.
24节
24.
因你们知道从主那里必得得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
24. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Jesus, it's the Lord Christ you are serving.
25节
25.
那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。
25. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism.
啊，这里就很清楚地告诉我们，凡事是为主而做的，是在神的面前来做的。
And so we see here that we must do things for the Lord.
哦，那这样就不会因为人而来让我们觉得是喜乐呢，啊，或者没有喜乐。
And in this way, we don't have to worry about whether it pleases man or not.
为主来做是一定有喜乐的。
Doing it for the Lord will bring would always please the Lord.
因为主知道我们的动机。
Because the Lord Christ knows our motivation.
因为主知道我们是尽了我们的本分。
The Lord Christ knows that we are doing our best.
从人或许不能够得到赞赏，得到奖赏。
But in front of man, we might not receive any praise or reward.
但是从神，我们必定得奖赏。
But from God, we will receive a reward.
24节说，必得着基业作为赏赐。
Verse 24 says that we will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward.
人来的奖赏，它常常是暂时的。
Rewards of man is always temporary.
从人来再大的赏赐。它也不是永存的。
No matter how big a reward comes from man, it is always temporary.
所以我们真的要看重在神的面前来行事。
And so we must put importance on doing in front of the Lord.
所以这个保罗也提到说，为万人来祷告。
And so Paul mentioned that he prayed for the thousands of people.
如果我们是坐在神的面前，我们真的是能够为众人来祷告。
And so indeed, if we can do it in front of God, we can pray for many.
如果我们只是坐在人的面前
，But if we do it in front of man,
那么有很多的人是我们所不认识的，我们怎么有可能为他祷告
？There's always people who we don't know. How can we pray for them?
但是如果我们体会神的心意
，But if we can feel the heart of God,
神是愿意万人得救。
God wants many people to be saved.
所以我们的祷告是在神的面前的祷告。
And so our prayer is in front of the Lord.
那我们那种对万人的祷告，那个是很实在的。
And so that prayer for many people is really real.
人会改变，神不会改变。
People will change, but God never changes.
所以我们一定要努力的坐在神的面前。
So we must continue to do things and persistently do things in front of God.
我们不要忽略了这位我们肉眼所看不见的神。
We must not forget the God that we cannot see.
其实神他不但是近处的神，他也是远处的神。
He's not only the God that's close by, but also far away.
事实上，没有一个人能够在神的面前来有所隐藏的。
No one can hide from God's eyes.
所以我们要行事为人。要行在神的面前。
So when we do things, we must do it in front of God.
我们一起唱诗228首。
Let's sing hymn 228.
宝贵命令，大命令永不变更。苦难险遭的人世间，主所有不再遵行。
Last verse.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。 We're not going to make our concluding prayer.
求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们所做的事情、所说的话，都是在神的面前来做。
We ask God that may all our what we do and what we say will always be in the sight of God.
我们也不忽略人的感想、人的感受，但是我们凡事是为了神来做。
Let us not forget the feelings of man, but also remember that we are doing things for God. Let's kneel down and pray.